Let me explain. We like parts of Jesus, but everything, every breath, every moment, every word that he says, Jesus is saying, you got to be all in with me here in Luke chapter 19. All in, not halfway in. We really do a good job of kind of being hesitating, being halfway in with people. Imagine someone coming to me. I'm going to use myself as an example here. Imagine someone coming to me and saying this, Jeremy, you're a nice guy. I really like the Jeremy part of you. That's like the nice and gentle part and honest part. I really like that part of you. But the lucky part of you, I don't like that part. It's mean and harsh. That's kind of rude. Isn't that a silly thought? See, if you like Jeremy Lucky, and again, I'm just being a little silly here to lead to something. If you like Jeremy Lucky, you see, you got to like all of Jeremy Lucky. You can't like the Jeremy and not like the Lucky, you understand. Now think about Jesus. We like the Savior part of Jesus. He saves me from my sins. He opens up eternal life. He has a plan for our future. We're all in for that. But he's my Lord. He's my master. I've got to listen to every word. I got to be directed by him and not my own hearts and desires. That part's a little hard. Now you see how silly it can be if someone says, I like the Savior part, but not the Lord. I don't want that part. No, with Jesus, it's both parts, Savior and Lord. Journey with Jesus. Look forward. Don't look back. Don't be distracted. How do we know that we're following him? How do we know we're going down the line, following where he goes, looking forward in the path? Is there an attitude that comes to the surface that we can know for sure that we're journeying in the path that Jesus wants us to go? I want to unpack that here now. This little section in Luke's gospel describes this trip of Jesus from a region of Galilee to Jerusalem. It would take like 4 or 5 days if you were kind of walking that path. You'd avoid the region of Samaria. Some scholars would call this Jesus Exodus. Remember Moses, when he took the Israelites, they called that the Exodus. They call this section, Luke 9, all the way to the end of Luke's gospel, Jesus Exodus. We're sometimes really harsh on these individuals that ask for clarification to Jesus about this trip and journey. Like, why do they pose these questions to Jesus? But we shouldn't be so harsh on them, because travels, journeys were uncommon. In fact, people didn't go on travels and journeys up until the 18th or 19th century. When a person was born, they pretty much stayed put. They didn't go on long journeys. Only the well-to-do or wealthy would do such a thing. So we shouldn't be so harsh on these individuals who Jesus is asking them to journey with them. They've got some simple questions to ask Jesus. What is this journey going to be like? And two of the disciples here, James and John, think they know what it's going to look like. You catch it in the dialogue they have with Jesus. They think that this journey of Jesus is going to be like a scorched earth moment, that Jesus is going to rain down fire from the heavens and scorch all those evil people that don't quite have it right, especially those evil Samaritans. Now, before we're really hard on James and John, I want to pause for a moment. There was a moment in the Old Testament in which that did actually happen. 1 Kings chapter 18, Elijah the prophet calls down fire from heaven to basically scorch the offerings to Baal and actually scorch people, the prophets of Baal. James and John are thinking that perhaps Jesus is going to do a similar thing to the Samaritans and all the evil people in the world, that as he goes from his way to Galilee to Jerusalem. But here's the thing. The attitude that Jesus displays is gentleness on the journey. If you want to know if you're being a disciple or following Jesus, you'll know if you're displaying gentleness. gentleness may not sound all that exciting. It's not truly an exciting word. But that's what Jesus does. He shows gentleness. Especially with these Samaritans. Now remember, some background with the Samaritans. They were harsh towards the Jews. They believed that true worship happened on their mountain, not in Jerusalem. The Samaritans did not really accept or understand Jesus. The Samaritans were supposed to be avoided at all costs. They were the enemies here. And what does Jesus do? Jesus faces opposition and rejection, and he moves on. He basically shows gentleness. And that's the pattern of Jesus. From Luke 9 all the way to his journey to Jerusalem and the cross. Opposition, rejection, gentleness. Opposition, rejection, gentleness. Gentleness. Over and over and over again.